AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Thanksgiving Day was a working holiday of sorts for President-elect Donald Trump at his estate in Florida. Trump suggested on Twitter he's trying to prevent Carrier, an Indiana air conditioning company, from moving more than 1,000 jobs to Mexico. It's been a low-key final Thanksgiving in office for President Obama.
The White House says the president made 9 telephone calls to service members who are on deployment. As for Thanksgiving itself,
we'll spend the day with friends and family, turkey, and touchdowns.
The president says the holiday reminds us, no matter our differences, we are still one people, part of something bigger than ourselves. The Obama Thanksgiving menu includes a buffet of turkey, ham, prime rib, and chicken wings, with a selection of 6 pies for dessert, if there's any room. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. officials say an American service member in Syria has died from wounds suffered in a blast from an improvised explosive device. Thousands of people lined the streets today in New York amid heavy security, including bomb-sniffing dogs and portable radiation detectors as iconic inflatable balloons, costumed characters, and clowns floated, marched, and danced their way down Fifth Avenue. Bridget Clark had no security concerns, but was grateful for the extra police protection.
I wasn't worried at all because we do have the best police department in the world. And, you know, given what happened in Nice and all the things, I thought they did a really good job of making sure there was no way any vehicles could get to us.
Thanksgiving Day, rather than Black Friday, the day afterward, has become the start of the holiday shopping season in a shift that delights some and disgusts others. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 7.2 earthquake has struck off the coast of El Salvador. No reports of damage or injury. This is AP Radio News. Authorities in Pennsylvania say a police chase led to a fiery crash today that killed 3 people and injured 3 others near Pittsburgh. Police say 2 people are dead and 4 others have been hospitalized in shootings at a riverfront park in Louisville, Kentucky. Police spokesman Dwight Mitchell says there was a local football tournament taking place when shots rang out.
This is where the Juice Bowl is held every year and has been for many years. And most people were here having a good time, as they do most of the time. But unfortunately, this tragic situation has happened.
Police in Philadelphia say 3 men hanging Christmas lights last night were shot after getting into an argument with a passing motorist who asked if any of them had hit his car. A car bomb ripped through a gas station south of Baghdad today, killing at least 56 people, including 20 Iranians, in an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.